Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on right here at the Dr. Pat Show. We have never changed who we are in our tagline, but I really must say, Benny remembers this, the origin of the show was crust busting your way to an awesome life. And this is still the vibration of the show. Many of you have heard me on a couple of other shows I do, The Psychic and The Doc, Power Up with Dr. Pat. But this show is the show of raising vibration, of helping all of us rise up above what we may see in our lives, what we may see in the environment. And I have to say, as I start this show today with my very special guest and friend, Julia Griffin, you know, a time, we are in a time, but there's a shift in time that's happening right now. And Julia, as you know, fabulous show that she does. She is an intuitive healer, but much more than that. And what I mean by much more than that is she understands how it is we can transform our lives, you know, how we can do that, whether if you've listened to her beautiful meditative techniques, but she learned these from real majestic beings, the wolves. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about her. You know, whether it is her counseling sessions, animal communication, you know, classes that she teaches, the energy that comes through, and I mean that, the energy that comes through and comes through loud and clear has to be about what we're talking about today. The way of nature helps us rise up, shift in vibration, and look at possibilities. Today, all of you will get to experience that in the midst of what we're seeing in Hurricane Ida. Hearts go out to those folks. Oh, my gosh. You know, my mom personally went through Hurricane Andrew, so I have firsthand experience with that. And also, all of the folks in Afghanistan, we understand all of this. But today, we're going to find out what the wolves and personal intuition are bringing forward to us. Julia, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate it so much.
I want to start out with you and get a read on the pulse, if I can call it that, of current energies. And you and I, before the show, we were talking a little bit. And, you know, one of the questions that I always get is how do you remain so positive given everything going on in the world? And I think we have the answer, don't we, to that?
Yes, we do have the answer. It's the same thing that we have in our personal life. I mean, we may have a terrible day. For example, Saturday, I went with my daughter for a visitation of a person that we loved. It was the father of one of her friends. And we had a lot of sadness and rawness. But here's the thing, in the rawness, we had a soul conversation. And yes, I still feel it, but there are also beautiful things. My roses are blooming. Life is all around me. When I talk to the wolves, I know there's this incredible energy in the earth that's rearranging itself that for people who are awake will soon be able to manifest more. And I believe in people. I believe in the goodness of our souls and the goodness of who we truly are. And if we can harness even to a small extent that energy to manifest good things, think what a wonderful world it would be. So that's where I put my consciousness is on reality and possibility, and noticing that I have the ability to swing into that higher vibration.
And, you know, as we're talking about this, we're getting a sense of what that higher vibration is about. And as I think about the higher vibration, what I want to really focus on is what you said. It doesn't matter where you are or what walk of life you're coming through. What we're talking about is an energy that can help all of us rise up, right? Even if we're feeling a sense of agitation, right? And this is really one of the things I love. You and I, we're not denying that we are human beings and we feel stuff. There's no question about that. But we still can receive light and illumination.
And in that illumination and in that light, when people feel that from you, if they're awake or aware or awakening, they can receive it and you two can both go to a higher vibration. There's a greater opening for love. It doesn't mean I don't feel the pain or the sadness. It means that I also have an opening where I can move into love. And that changes it. Or I can move into the name of your show, Unlimited Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose if I'm going to go to a place where maybe we can just make incredible changes. Maybe the things we're seeing are the things we need to change. I mean, the wolves certainly think we should link more deeply with nature and that that would help. You know, so you think about that. What can I do to help? We are always going to have problems and struggles, but I don't think that we have to be limited by them. Is that a good way to say it?
Yes, it is. It's a great way to say it because here we are today and we're in the world of possibilities. We're in the world of being able to move in the space of energy, you know, almost as if we can put a halt on time for a moment. And yet at the same time, you're bringing some insight. I want to talk about this because I think it's so important. You know, you're bringing insight, you know, whether it's talking about light and illumination and possibilities, but you know, you have spent time and we know you have spent time with the wolves and you and I have talked about this before. I have just an unusually, what some people would call strange relationship with wolves. If you came into my house, you would see pictures of them, many pictures of them. And yet I've never been face to face, but there is an energy and a knowledge that they want to share and they've shared it with you. What is the
Definitely.
Sense? What are they sensing right now? If you could share that.
Okay. They say as the energy in the earth continues to shift, and I think we all know that that's changing, just if we look at climate change the last couple years, it's moving around. There are places that are known as power points or ley lines, and those are shifting. They say they're shifting more than they have in thousands of years. Mm-hmm. As they shift, if you're awake, you will get more of that very potent energy that makes things happen, that helps you with your intentions, that helps you to do the things that are aligned with your soul. So, I mean, I really think if we had 1,000 or 10,000 people doing that every day for just a few minutes, a lot of things would balance out and a lot of things would work. It's really about having a bigger vision and seeing more of the human potential. Because when the universe comes in, all of us who've had moments of awakening, how long are you really completely awake? Maybe a minute? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day. That's not much time, but look at all the difference it makes in our lives when it happens.
And when we're talking about this and we're talking about the shifts, one of the things I'm acutely aware of is that there is a sense of optimism. You know, there is a sense of shifting energies. And, you know, I say that even in the middle of the chaos, and I use the word chaos because that's the way people see it. I say that even in the middle of what we're seeing in the outside world. You know, there's nothing more prevalent to bring the metaphor to the forefront than to look at the devastation that people in the Gulf just went through with Hurricane Ida. And I want to talk about this, and I would love for you to comment on this. When my mom went through Hurricane Andrew, they lived in Homestead, Florida. And I don't know if people remember Andrew, but Andrew pretty much annihilated everything in the southern part of Florida. And my mom was in real estate. And can you imagine? Now, the only home in the area that was left was my brother's. Why? Because he had a home built on cinder block. Well, the only home in Homestead, Florida, built on cinder block, right? Great. But my mom said this to me, and I would love to, for you to comment. She said, when I tried to get her to leave, she said, no, honey, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving here. She said, now I know why Spirit has gifted me my real estate license. I have so much work to do to help people rebuild. And I wanted to ask you about that because that's the energy kind of I'm feeling now. What are the wolves seeing?
I think that what we will get will be something that may feel like a raw energy or a very strong light energy when it first comes in. We've had periods of that, like during the Lion's Gate. Mm-hmm. But I think that we will rebuild with that energy. You know, for several years, I lived high in the mountains and so far away from people, I couldn't feel anything and it was tranquil and serene. But I very much felt called to move to a place where I could feel everyone again and know what the world was thinking. And we have to work with the world.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you this question as we kind of move forward here, because we have so much to talk about. I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the expansive nature, the expansive energies, what you've been taught, you know, what we're hearing about spiritual teachings. And most importantly, Julia, what I'm really struck by is, for myself and so many others, what happens when we listen? What happens when we actually listen to these energies, to these possibilities? What shifts, and how do we develop our gifts in doing that? All of that when we come back with my very special guest, Julia Griffin. For those of you out there, you may know who she is. You can go to onetrueself.com. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, so much that the wolves want to share. And by the way, we're taking your calls. If you have a question for Julia, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, can you feel the energy? Can you step into your gifts? Can you remove the fear that will hold you back? And how can the wolves help us? We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to get some exercises today in the show from my very special guest joining me here today, Julia Griffin. And by the way, you know, one of the things that you learn about Julia is that when you take a look at the work that she does, when you take a look at what she invites us to, you know, if you go to her website, onetrueself.com, the first thing you're going to be invited to is to open to your inner wisdom and power. Open to your inner wisdom and power. And by the way, you'll see here how to tune into her radio show. Amazing. Second and fourth Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. You know, the power of inspiration and awakening radio. And you will not only get insight from her, but what you'll get are tools to change. You know, this is the thing for me. When I listen and I hear what Julia brings forward, here's what I get, especially today. And I just want to ask her about this. Not only do I get the messages from the wolves, but what we get is an invitation to truly step into our full power. Julia, thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you and the wolves for joining us here today. I want to just start out by this. I shared a little ditty with you about how I like things transformed and rebuilt. And there's an energy about that. You know, I watched this crazy show on television where they take cars that are just ridiculously nothing and they make something out of it. And that's what my dad and my sisters and I did. But there's an energy of this now. There's this sense that here we are, things seem like they are broken or breaking, but yet it's a time to step into the energy and rebuild. Can I ask you this question? How do we help folks through the energies of Earth and the absolute energy of the wolves? How will we be able to truly step in to our gifts and accelerate our ability to manifest right now? Because I know that energy is here. What do you think?
Oh, definitely we can. Let's start with the first thing that the wolves showed me, and that was how they perceived me. And they showed me my inner self or my soul and how I had light within me and how that looked to them. Now, the four-leggeds or the creatures of the earth have a lot of light because they're always in harmony with the earth, right? So they're always getting energized. We have choices about it. But when we start to perceive our inner light and where it wants us to go and what it wants us to do, that's intuition is giving us that information. When we take a step in that direction, we get more energy. And wolves measure things in energy. Am I going to a higher vibration? Am I receiving more physical energy? Am I aligned with myself? And as you do that more and more, you actually receive more energy from the universe and from the earth. So that would be like the first step of manifesting is to simply know that.
We are looking at an unusual time that we live in. We're looking at this space, but there is, you know, this beautiful attraction for people to create, for people to manifest. And I do believe it is a spiritual pull. And that's what I call it. I call it a spiritual pull. And what I mean by that, Julia, and I love to hear from you about this, the spiritual pull is to pull us literally pull us forward, pull us up, raise our consciousness, raise our frequency, and, you know, have positivity be our launch pad. And that's, for me, is what this show has been about for 18 years. And
right. It's true expansion.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
It's true expansion. Mm-hmm. When you feel that pull, and it is certainly accelerated right now, say by 10 or by 100, because the earth is really asking us to step up. Every time you do it, one, whoever is on the same path is going to feel that comfort. As you develop your gifts, I mean, like right now, we could actually send comfort to New Orleans. We could all do that. And because it's positive energy, it helps. So every time you do that and act on your intuition and really hold tightly to whatever vision is coming through you, and intention means staying with it, maybe seeing it 50 times a day, maybe moving through the energy that blocks it within yourself or within life. It's making a gigantic difference on the planet, whether you realize it or not. And maybe that one little step, like I'll make a phone call, or I'll look this up on the web, or yeah, I'll go ahead and do something with this. You're actually propelling everyone forward because it's an act of peace and love and healing.
I want to talk about peace, love, healing, and the equation of how that brings us to manifestation. You know, we can talk about many aspects of manifestation, but I want to talk to you about the part that I've experienced in my life, Julia, where, you know, when I've been spiritually bankrupt, and that's my term, where I've been spiritually bankrupt, you know, you can feel the energy of that. And it is so critical now in my life where I can start to feel where I'm moving away from the world of possibilities and mm-hmm. on my way to the world of trying to figure out logic, probability, looking at, you know, linear objectives. And this is really the time, isn't it, for us to really mm-hmm. take a look at expansive nature. And I'd love for you to talk about that, especially the messages that are coming from the wolves. Because, you see, we even want to put a limit on what we can do in this world and have.
Absolutely. Let's just take a really basic one. And I mean, I've certainly seen it myself and everyone else, no matter what financial level you're on, when you decide that you want more, you've already sort of figured out in your mind. And then that's like a line that later on, if you decide to grow again, you've got to grow beyond that. We do the same thing with exercise. I'm look good. I'm in good shape. But we stop there. We all stop there. So that's how we self-impose limitation. Here's the thing is the quantum field or the universe, if we're honest about it and we look at miracles, and I think in some ways that's a frightening thing for people to do because you're not controlling everything. Everything can change in a few seconds or a few minutes. People live, people die, people have breakthroughs, people suddenly understand things. The quantum field acts in a way that we know very little about. We call it in when we're connected to our inner self or the universe or God or other people who are on a higher vibration. When it comes in, things act in a different way from the way that they normally do. And every single one of us has had a time where we've changed our perception and everything around us has changed and started to work in another order.
Right.
So one thing that I always say about this is I don't know how, but this happens. You know, like I'll say to someone, don't say, I don't know how to get a job or what am I going to do? Say, no one knows how, but this wonderful job just suddenly falls in my lap. Or no one knows how, but it's suddenly easy for me to get in great shape.
Right.
So you go around that logic.
Right. And this is really kind of really the energies we started to talk about at the beginning of the show. You know, we're talking about this energy that is here and available to all of us. You know, this is really, you know, one thing, a fascination on how we bring this forward. And, you know, most of what I think people ask, Julia, is what do they think we should manifest now? And how would we do it? I think people have this sense that, yes, there's a new hope, there's a new renewal. But the question then becomes, what could we manifest? And then the next step is, how? How do we do that? I get more how questions now than I've gotten in 10 years. And I think it's great to get those questions because I used to get why. And I don't get why anymore.
Well, I think the first thing is it's important to see there are two levels of this. One is every time you manifest a life for yourself that's in alignment with who you truly are, you're raising your frequency, the frequency of your family and everyone around you. And that's important. On a higher level, and I think this is more of the question that you're asking me, you're saying, how as a group do we learn how to manifest and see the world in a different way? So I think for all of us, we at least have a feeling of what it would be like if, say, energy were free. You know, everything, I'm not going to say solar, but let's just say that everything is holistic.
Yeah.
Food is healthy. Water is clean. The world is beautiful. I always put in that people don't work so much and it's easy to have abundance because notice how expansive that feeling is. So it's whatever feels expansive to you. Now, my understanding from the wolves is that as we come together as a group with more love and peace, and of course, we can only feel that when we're connected and aligned. It eludes us most of the time otherwise, and that's okay. It's a great thing to search for. But as we come together with a group vision, every single awakened individual has something specific in that group vision that is so important. So we're all adding to that. And I don't know how it all comes together and works out. You know, you could say it's like a quilt or a collage or an accumulation of clouds and beautiful colors all coming together and making something more beautiful than anything we ever dreamed of. But say you take what I said and you added the things you wanted, that alters it a lot in a positive way.
Yeah. And this is really how we build the momentum of energy, you know, how we build this. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, are you asking yourself the question, all of you out there, you know, is this just for a few or is this available? And let's talk when we come back about what the wolves have taught Julia, what they've taught Julia about what we're moving to. Is this new age? What are the spiritual teachings? And how is this time different than times before? Have you ever felt that once upon a time, these spiritual teachings were for a handful of people? They were basically a bit of nothing for most of us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the differences are. What do the wolves have to say about New Age and spiritual teachings? And are you ready to invoke this aspect of energy change into your life? We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, more with this, more with Julia. And certainly you can call into the show if you have a question for Julia. 1-800-930-2819, because there is a way to connect intuitively. And you'll hear about that as well. We'll be right back, everyone.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. As I said before, and we're going to have some exercises today. You can find out more about Julia very easily. Go to onetrueself.com. You do that. It's O-N-E, trueself.com. If you go to Facebook, it's the number one true self. Facebook, the number one true self. And so much more. You know, all of what you will find on Julia's website is a representation of her calling and stepping forth in the world. You'll be able to read especially about her and her journey. But the thing that we're talking about here today, and you got to look at the picture of Julia with the wolves, but what we're talking about today is not just looking at these things, but tapping into the accelerated results that you can achieve with ease and grace. This is it. You know, she has soul work that she does to get at the core issues. But today's show in particular is about manifesting with ease and grace. Julia, it's so great to be able to talk with you about this, speak with the wolves about this. Because let's talk about what I said before the break. There are a lot of people that have the understanding that this idea of tapping into what the wolves taught you, once upon a time, when we looked at New Age, once upon a time, it was for a small percentage of people. Can we talk about what the difference is that you've learned between New Age and spiritual teachings, and how they are so critical for where we are today in the world?
Sure. I think in the past we had shaman, we had priestesses and priests, we had almost a spiritual elite. And from these people, they gave energy, spiritual energy, healing, teachings. But it's literally open for everyone. This is a group initiation. It's falling between the turning of the ages between Pisces and Aquarius. And we know that when that door opens, there's this huge flash of light that comes out. Let's go back 2,000 years ago to Jesus Christ and Gautama Buddha. Mm. They were great teachers who illuminated the world, but this time it's everybody who can see and feel the light or wants those flashes of awakening. So no matter what level you're on, you're important. Your positive thoughts, your positive actions, your desire for more light, it is amplifying and helping everyone and everything. And your ideas and thoughts are so important.
Mm. When we think about this, we think about the world of manifestation. And a lot of times, Julia, I think you and I both have heard that this idea of creating the life we want has to be a very difficult, a very hard, you know, filled with potholes and obstacles. And I want to talk about the power of tapping in to the energies of the universe. I want to talk about the power of spirituality and the power of practice in that, because that's what you also help people with. And there is a power in it. We've heard many, many stories. You know, there's a story I love about a woman who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, 3 weeks to live, and literally tapped into the energy we're talking about, you know, in the form of her prayer process. And the cancer was gone. And that was 30 years ago. These are not mistakes and they're not anomalies. You know, what would the wolf say to us so that we can all believe that each of us has that power? We have that within us, right? Can you talk to that?
Yeah. So I think that there are moments when we tap into that quantum field or God mm-hmm. or the divine that is so incredible that it flows through us and changes everything. Back to what I said about the moment. For myself, I really have to cultivate that practice of opening up to it and staying aligned with it. I know when I'm having bad moments that I'm not aligned or I need to do it in a different way. One thing that the wolf said to me that I think is so true, that in this modern time, we've lost a lot of our faith. You know, if mm-hmm. we go back 500 years ago, everyone would sit and pray for a miracle and believe that that possibility existed. So we really need to move back into that possibility. And that's perception. Changing our perception so we're open to a bigger future. And I think that's the first shift for everyone. And anyone you talk to, you and I both know this, they'll tell you their limitations. But what if you turn it around? Like, yes, I may feel limited about this, but then there's this world. There's this way of looking at it. What if you decide to see yourself differently? I mean, anyone can do that. You can sleep better. You can look better. You can create more income, and you can do it in a relatively short period of time if you're willing to work on the higher perceptions.
You know, Julia, I think about this, and I think about how easy it is for all of us to really be in this place of thinking what's not possible and what's thinking what we can't shift. I want to ask you this question. As you tap into, you know, the energy that we're talking about here, I want to understand and have folks understand the true expansive nature that, first of all, you were taught by the wolves, but also these are part of what you do in your intuitive readings with people. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I don't think I'm the only person that has asked you to like, Julia, talk to me about the energy of the universe. Talk to me about what I'm perceiving. Talk to me about what's possible for me. I bet you get that all the time.
And different, phrased in different ways. So the yes. first answer is that I can look at people intuitively the way that the wolves taught me, which is that I can look at your soul and see your beauty and see how incredible you are. And everyone is that way on a core level. I mean, the colors are and the sounds are just overwhelmingly exquisite. And that's one of the best things in my life is to get to see that. Then I move to your life and where you are. And so naturally, I can feel where you're off that vibration, right? So as people talk to me about what they want to create, and sometimes I'll say, let's work on it now. Sometimes I'll say, it's not quite the time, or we need to work on something else for the moment, but we can get to that. I start to see what's between what you want and where your soul is and where you are in your path and how we can take steps in that direction Sometimes it's blocks that we need to clear. Sometimes it's the energy from other people. Sometimes it's where you are geographically. Sometimes it's how you're perceiving things based on maybe even possibly past lives, but certainly karma from this life and what's happened. Because whenever we're traumatized, we have perceptions that aren't in alignment with our big possibility. So we sort of work through those. And at some point, the universe comes in and just starts to help and everything starts to move in a different direction.
Yeah. Look, I know I started the show out on mentioning and talking about, you know, the notion of there, when we look in the outside world, right? You know, there are so many things that hit our heart and hit our hearts hard. At least for me this weekend, you know, I don't watch the news 24/7, but I stay abreast. And I watch people's responses to things. My greatest concern as I tap into this energy for me for today is how much hate, the energy of that comes through in so many ways. And this is where I think we can, all of us, by who we are and what energy we carry, I'm hoping we can neutralize that. And I want to talk to that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm going to point out, first of all, that when we're connected with who we are or the universe, we feel unconditional love and peace. Whenever on this planet at this time, and I pray it changes and it gets a lot better, whenever a lot of people move into light and love, the people who are afraid and angry become louder, because it doesn't feel good to them. And so you see that that surges upwards. However, we already know that wherever there's duality on this planet, it finally switches over. And if we hold a high enough vibration, then it must change. It doesn't have a choice. So I think in some ways we're seeing the resistance. And so when I see it out in the world, and I certainly feel it and try not to get my feelings hurt by it, I'll think, I know that there's a part of you that is so beautiful and you're not there yet. And I forgive you for where you're stuck, because it must feel awful.
Yeah. You know, and this too is by raising our own vibration and holding the space for others, we can hold the space really that is not in the realm of hate. You know, we can hold the space, which is in the realm of compassion. You know, I've often think about Peace Pilgrim, and I think about what it would be like to live every moment of every part of your day in this beautiful place of love. And what I'm really struck by and would love for you to talk to this is, can we share a technique in the show to help us raise our energy and feel more positive in general? Because I learned something a couple of years ago, and it's been my go-to. It's certainly not innovative, but I learned how to say consciously in my mind, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Wolves. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Universe. And I just say it over and over in my mind. And the days that I can do that well, Julia, it's like the slide and glide of life. But we're all
human. You're free.
Yeah. Can you share a few techniques to help the folks here do the same?
Sure. This one is just to feel more of who you are, but real life at the same time. So let's imagine that coming down from the universe is a ray of sparkling pink light, and it's all around you. It's going into your face, your back, the front of your body, your legs, your arms, your hands. It's in every particle, every molecule of you, and in the spaces in between. Then draw a circle on your chest, middle of your chest, and feel your heart space. And imagine that beautiful unconditional love flowing into you and into your life. And feel how that flow of pink light will breathes into you, comes out with you. And explore this heart space. And in the moments when I feel difficulties, and we all do, I think about how it feels, and I say, universe, please connect me with my heart and my inner self. Because when you connect with your heart and your inner self, you can't feel the outside world. And you immediately move into a place where there's peace and answers and stillness. So it's a way of moving yourself into more of the divine world while still being present in your physical body. So those moments of pausing and moving out of it and feeling your heart, which can only feel love for the most part, you're free for a little while. And that freedom gives you a habit of finding that beautiful part of yourself. It also disconnects you from what I call mass consciousness, the energy of people on the earth all collected together as a negative force field. And that's something that's happening now, is that if you think a negative thought, it's amplified by mass consciousness, but you can take yourself out of it. And because I'm looking right now through a window at the forest or a small forest, I can say, thank you, trees. Thank you, flowers. Thank you, earth, for taking me back into myself.
Julia, that is so beautiful. And yet it's for everybody to really lean into. It's to really hold on to. And I want to really follow up with that, because what you just did is a complete shift in energy. And this is the thing that I love about speaking with you and about what you bring forward. And that is, this is the message that I hear. It is a message for everyone. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you think you're doing in life. It doesn't really matter, you know, about the material world. But this is a message you're bringing forward to help everyone create that shift, you know, to create that and make a personal difference in life that does then have a ripple effect. I want to take a look for a minute, if we could, and have a conversation and ask the wolves, you know, where do you see us? Is there a vision that you sense, whether it be an energetic vision? You know, this has been a very, I'd say, interesting year from so many perspectives. You know, one minute you have hope, another minute you have something else. And I'm curious about what the wolves see in the energy moving forward.
Well, what they're showing me is so interesting. If we go back to the PowerPoints, and I'm just looking at the United States right now, there are energy spaces that are opening up. And so when I'm seeing those, they look like these beautiful golden lights. They pop up like a button on a game, you know, when you're playing a game and you hit the right place and the lights come on. And so if someone steps on them or someone can amplify the energy, it showed me that the spot was growing, like that golden light would become greater and it would spread out. And then when it did that, it changed the game, you know, like the landscape of the game changed when that happened. And so it's our finding that power in the earth. And how do we find that? Through our own intuitive power, from connecting and feeling our hearts, right? So if we do that, then it takes it to a more advanced game with a lot more energy and a lot more potential. And I think that's what we're working with now. And, you know, you've asked the big question, how are we going to deal with these huge emotions, which are so heavy sometimes, they are to me anyway, because I feel the pain of so many people, and get on that game where we find the places where there's more light. And I think the answer to that is believing in ourselves and the goodness of other people. And the idea that we really are evolving and those energies are there for us to use.
Yeah. Let's talk about this possibility of energies. You know, I'm often asked, you know, how did you see this, Pat? You know, how did you see that the world would need a positive talk? And at the time, positive talk. Now, of course, we're both talk and video, what people call TV now. But they asked me about that. And when I go back in time and I think about where I was, I think about how it was one of the lowest points in my life. Now, was everything caving in on me or was it emotionally low? It was an emotionally low part. It was this part of conflicts within myself. you know, with what I was to be in the world based on the view of others and what I felt like I was called to do. And I find now today, people have this conflicting energy within them. What can we share in these last minutes to help people get clarity and let their true selves emerge?
Okay, when we have conflicted energy, we haven't found the answer yet. The answer is going to come from taking something from both sides of the equation, like the part of you that was unhappy actually fueled the part of you that wanted to find something to do, right?
Right.
So both sides, and let's just call it male and female for lack of a better word, both sides have value. It's not like one is right and one is wrong. It's that we have to get those parts of ourselves in communication. When we can begin to do that and build something out of that, it becomes so much bigger than who we were when we had the problem. I mean, anyone would tell you if you hadn't had the problem, my goodness, how could you have done all this? How could you have had the vision, right?
Right.
So problems are not all bad, but they feel bad. And so that's a process. One thing everyone can do right now is to imagine that beautiful ray of pink light or love. First, it goes to the part of you that doesn't feel good emotionally. Then it goes to the part of you that has the question, what can I do with this? And the more you love unconditionally, not like deeply or personally, but unconditionally, both sides of you, the more quickly the answer will come.
Hmm. Julia, I love, love, love. I'm so glad to have you here with us today. And in more importantly, to bring these messages forward, can you take a minute and let folks know, one, how they can work with you directly, some of the work you do, some of the other things that you have put together to help all of us raise our energy?
Sure. You can find me at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, which is at the moment is bi-monthly. Sometimes I write more. I do classes on Saturdays or Sundays from time to time. Every year I have a 9-month class. And if you're interested in readings, just send me an email. You can go to my website and do that, or just write me at onetrueself@gmail.com. And I love hearing from people, so please feel free to write.
I want to thank you for today. I can't thank you enough for all that you do in the world. And I want to ask you one last question. What is the personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? What would the wolves like to leave us with today?
Oh, you are so powerful, and you're going to have more energy. And you are so incredibly capable of creating better things and changing your life and being part of what makes this planet tick. And I am so glad you're there, and I'm so glad for your light. And let's all get together, at least energetically, and do something together, which we can do. And that will just be the coolest thing in the whole world.
Wow. I love it. Julia Griffin, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. I just want you to know, to please, what you've heard today. And Julia, thank you for a very special show, right? Thanks to all the...
It was such a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks to all the wolves, too, for showing up today.
They definitely did.
And thank you for their powerful message and the reminder for all of us that we live in the concentration of energy and light, and that is so available to us. It is like breathing if we enable it to be. And what Julia said before is so important. If you're in this place where clarity is not your mainstay yet, and there are some things that perhaps need to be removed, please reach out to Julia. Please reach out and know that you are expansive. All of that is you. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.